Shakalaka, shakalaka, shakalaka.
We didn't have that planned. How did you cue that up so fast?
Dude, I don't know. That was the first thing that popped into my head.
Is that just all, it's just in the barrel at all time? Like right there in the chamber?
It is. It's like boom shakalaka and talking about Sleep Token. The two things I'm exceptionally ready for at any given moment.
I love it so much. We're here on Twitch. Live, me and Mike Howell. Haven't seen you in a couple weeks. This is nice to be back.
Back on Twitch.
I'm back in space, of course. You're in your usual space, room.
My usual space, my head space, my good space, my vibes.
Yes. Who we got in the chat? We got some people coming in here yet? Yo, what up? Oh, yeah, we got all these people. Nice. Hello, everybody. A couple things before we get into this. I'd like to start out by formally announcing that we have a little partner of the show, Rockabilia. Rockabilia.com are back. If you're wondering what Rockabilia does, they are the best band merch company out there on the internet. If you're looking to get some swag from your favorite artists, they're the biggest. Over 500,000. Is that from Rockabilia?
I have no idea, but I'm sure you can buy something really similar.
No, yes. And in fact, Mike put in a little order. So you're going to be getting some fresh long sleeve shirts coming to your door, Mike. And I've got tons. Today I'm wearing an Adidas shirt randomly. But it's awesome to have them aboard. They are the best. And also, if anyone is interested, you can get on there and use promo code Shane. Pretty easy. That's my name. Promo code Shane, you save 10% off. They're already low prices. So get over there and get some stuff. Big shout out to Rockabilia for being the best, being awesome.
5 keystrokes. That's so easy.
It is, right? Really easy. I think caps, lowercase, whatever you want, I think it'll work.
Mess around with it. Let us know. Is it all caps work? Does the N capitalized work? Who knows?
I don't know. But I will say this. If you look at that top corner again, rest in peace, my friends.
Rest in peace.
This is the new shit. We really started to have it dialed in, I feel. We had the name.
Oh, yeah.
That logo I thought was pretty cool. And
it was a good logo.
Yeah, you know, we had some good stuff going on. Unfortunately, due to allegations against Marilyn Manson, who was our theme song and kind of based the title, the name of the show off of, we have decided to move away from that.
That was our caterpillar. Now we're kind of in a little cocoon and we're getting ready to emerge as a big, beautiful butterfly.
Exactly. I love the positivity. But seriously, we last week I made a ridiculous intro with Fresh by Kool and the Gang as the intro from Fresh Jams. I found a very, very nice PNG file of a jar of jam that said Fresh Jams on it for the graphic. I just don't know if that really cuts it.
I don't know either. And I don't know. Should we have a little talk now? Like, what should we do? Because I was thinking about this because we've tossed a couple ideas around. Like, we've got the Fresh Jams.
Yeah.
I was tossing around new grooves. Fresh grooves could be good too. I don't know. There's tons of adjectives
that we
could put in front of a word.
Well, I like new grooves because, you know, groove like a groove in a record, right?
So
you buy a record, like, it's got the grooves, new grooves, and you're grooving. Like, I like the double meaning there. I was thinking like something about the day of the week because Fridays are the day this comes out and Fridays are when all the new music comes out. Like New Music Friday is probably done to death and that's very generic.
Sure.
So I was thinking like something like Fresh Jams Friday, but then maybe that's just the same thing reworded. So maybe New Grooves is better.
We got to think about like acronym too, because like as much as This Is the New Shit was a pretty good name, mouthful of an acronym.
It wasn't a great acronym. No. It wasn't. But, yeah, I don't know. If anybody has ideas in chat, let us know. Or anybody listening on the podcast side of things, you can send me an email, leadsingersyndrome@gmail.com, if you've got the perfect idea for me and Mike's show here.
Maybe we'll do, like, a poll or something like that, too, once we get a couple ideas in. See what the people want.
But for now, it's Kool and the Gang, Fresh. That's the theme song.
Hell, yeah.
I mean, the bass playing in that band is insane.
It is. I mean, that's what keeps it funky fresh.
Man, I know. I love it. All right. Well, we don't have a name yet. That's fine. We'll get to that. But first, let's talk about some of the records that we discussed last week on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to give Mike a big shout out here for doing his homework and sleuthing out that new Hayley Williams album before it was announced. And I fucking love this album.
Oh, it's great. I think it's a little bit more contemporary and I guess not as out there as the Pedals for Armor, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think that that really kind of leans into Hayley's style and she flourishes a lot more there than what she was doing on Pedals for Armor. I love this album. I think it's great.
Totally. It's funny you call it contemporary. I felt like it's more guitar driven. Like mm-hmm. like almost every song kind of starts with what sounds like her her living room, like kind of coming up with something.
The entire time I was listening to it, I was like, this is a coffee shop record.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's good.
Right. Which like in a way to me makes it feel almost less contemporary. Like it's more stripped down and more, you know, raw, but it does in a way seem more modern. Maybe it doesn't try mm-hmm. as hard as Pedals for Armor maybe is what I'm getting at, but the songs are great.
Oh yeah. I think like the songwriting and lyricism on this was just absolutely incredible. And like, I don't expect anything less from Hayley in that regards, but I'm so excited with her and what I think is going to be a lot of people. Like we saw Landon earlier this year, and I'm sure we're going to get even more this year of these like big name artists kind of stepping out and doing solo work and exploring a different side of themselves. And I'm here for it.
No, 100%. I feel like this record is just so emotional. And like mm-hmm. not to say Paramore isn't emotional or Pedals for Armor isn't emotional.
It's in a different
but
way.
This is much, to me, is much more. It just, I feel what she's, I'm picking up what she's putting down. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I am 100% into this and cool. It's really cool. I feel like everyone was talking about it and now people aren't talking about it as much and they should be.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's like a lot of kind of like surprise hype things that came out over the weekend because we had that and then we also had the Loathe album that came out, which is also absolutely incredible. And I can't even talk about the lyricism because there is none. It's just an ambient electronic album.
Right.
And did you get a chance to check that out?
Oh, I did. I was very confused.
Oh, yeah.
I put it on and I was like kind of waiting, you know, mm-hmm. like, oh, this is a long intro. Oh, it must be an intro track. Then track two.
No.
Oh, okay then. Yeah, because I didn't read anything about it before, mm-hmm. but
we didn't know a lot about it before.
Well, no, we
didn't. Now we know a bit more.
No, and in a way, like, I don't want to say it was disappointing because it's really cool, and I, like, mm-hmm. totally appreciate the artistic aspect of it, but for anybody that was expecting, you know,
a full new Loathe album, a real part two,
they didn't get it.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, I think that with the whole pandemic and everything, though, it's absolutely amazing because if everything was normal and we didn't have COVID and like the world just kept chugging along, we'd never get a supplement like this.
Right.
And I think that we got it is just so cool because it's a type of music I don't normally listen to. And it's like, it's so digestible because I'm so familiar with the record that it's kind of based around and supplemented.
Yep.
I hear like on some of the songs, they kind of call back to some of the harmonies and things that are going on in that record and you can kind of hear them. And thematically, it's very similar and is able to convey this emotion without any lyricism. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, totally. It's weird to think of a record as a soundtrack to another record,
mm-hmm.
right?
It really is.
Right, but that's kind of what it is, but it works. It works. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about your number one record of last week.
Yes.
From Glass Crown, which a band that, you know, not a huge band, not a lot of people know them. In fact, I was not familiar with them mm-hmm. when Mike put them as his number one, which I love when Mike does this. Like, we're shining light onto bands that not all people, a lot of people know. And I don't know how you felt about this. I'm not familiar with the band, but I mm-hmm. really, really dug this EP as well.
Oh, it was awesome. Like, I feel like they absolutely hit the nail on the head with what they were trying to do. Mm-hmm. I think that when I listened to this EP, it kind of reminded me of when I first found Currents and they were still kind of a smaller band and just had their first record out. Mm-hmm. And I hear it and I'm like, this is the band I want opening every metalcore show for the next 2 years. Like,
yeah,
This is the touring opener I want.
And they may be. What really struck me right away was I really like the vocals. I think that there's a lot of expressiveness. It's very real and organic. But the guitar playing is really interesting too. Like,
oh yeah,
the haunting kind of clean guitar that's existing behind some of the most brutal rhythmic, you know, breakdowns, and also some like, oh, there's one song that has almost like an Egyptian themed like melody.
It's crazy. Like the guitar work on there, like I think they hit every like metalcore guitar riff style that you can. Like,
yeah,
they're trying to catch them all like Pokemon. Like they've got those atmospheric riffs, and then they've got these like brutal chug sections, and they've got the like super noodly parts, and there's portions where there's some djent going on, and I can't keep up with it because it's coming and changing so quickly, and I love how dynamic that is.
And like, no, me too.
Vocally, it was just such an impressive performance, not only from like a technical standpoint, but lyrically too. There were some lines that just really caught me. Like, I think on the second song, right before the breakdown, he screams, "I think death is kicking the chair from my feet." Like, I heard that and I'm like, that is such a cool metaphor.
Yeah, like, dude.
All of a sudden, you're just getting surprised by like all of a sudden you're falling to the ground, right? That's, and the fact death's doing it, oh, awesome.
Oh, I took it. like kicking the chair as in like when someone hangs themselves and they're like, you know,
oh, that's good
like,
too.
You know, you're on top of the chair. I know it's kind of a dark. I think of like, isn't that how he does it in Shawshank Redemption?
I think so. I haven't seen
Brooks
that movie
was here.
Forever.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of the best. I feel like I haven't actually seen it in a long time, but it's one of those movies that's just like randomly on TV all the time.
Oh
like
yeah, you walk, definitely. Like, it's classic.
We always have on our bus on tour, we'll usually have the TV on, you know, just like kind of as background noise. So you'll walk in and out of the bus and we'll leave it on a movie channel. And I've seen various 20 minute bits of Shawshank Redemption so many times over the last few years without actually seeing the movie.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, are we ready to get in? It is an awesome EP. Everyone should check it out. Glass Crown, great new band. And we should expect some big things when they do a full length. Well, sure. I think it's time. We're going to do this, right? The top five most anticipated albums of the week. This is the new shit. This is the new jams. This is the
new stuff we're grooving to. I don't know.
I'm grooving. We'll get it. We'll get there.
We'll get it. We'll get it.
We might need help from the fans, but we'll get there. All right, Mike. Well, let's slide into it in the top five.
All right. So number five, kind of hopping on the trend with modern hip hop acts and such, going a little more punk alternative route. We've got the new album "Internet Killed the Rockstar" by Mod Sun.
Mod Sun, "Internet Killed the Rockstar."
In
tickets to my what is it? What is it?
Tickets to my downfall.
I'm just kidding.
No, you know it.
I do know it. I'm just saying that to not bring up what just happened with Machine Gun Kelly alongside this release would be, you know, it's kind of going the same way. Same producer. He already did a feature on a Machine Gun Kelly track. Like, this is
Mod Sun worked on the movie music video thing that Machine Gun Kelly put out. They're all entwined in a dark web of pop punk.
Yes.
That's going on, creeping into our radios.
Yes. So what can we expect from this release? Obviously, Mod Sun's been at it a long time. I remember him being on Warped Tour and doing, it's kind of, he's been in the punk world. I'm not going to say that he's jumping in here and trying to get a buck, but, you know.
I saw him on Scream It Like You Mean It in 2011 or 2012, I want to say, with like Breathe Carolina and Icy Stars and Chiodos. Like, he's been around in the scene for a while. He's been on Warped Tour.
Yep.
He used to be like a, I think as I would, I don't want to say shtick, but he was like a hippie hip hop guy. And that was his whole thing, like good vibes and beats. And he wasn't bad, but it was nothing that like sang out at me. Right. This I think is a little bit more interesting just because he's kind of incorporating a lot of the more alt influences that he's had, I guess I want to say. Mm-hmm. He's had four or five singles coming off this. One of them had Avril Lavigne on it.
Yes.
I know he's done a song with MGK for this record. I don't remember if there's any other features off the top of my head, but I know there's like at least two other singles, and they all hit me in the same kind of feels, probably not as good as the Machine Gun Kelly record, but where it's kind of this like really safe space of pop punk, and they're just kind of applying modern radio friendliness to it.
No, totally. And like, I mean, he's put out like a whole whack of singles, you know, mm-hmm. over the past, well, his last record was in 2017, you know, and it's basically just been a whole whack of singles. So it's always interesting, you know, with the new way of doing things, what we're going to get. Are we going to get just uh-huh. these singles repurposed onto a record with a couple new tracks? Are we going to get an entire new record? You know what I mean? Like, it's mm-hmm. always, or are we going to get new versions of songs? There can be so many different ways of doing it. So I definitely think there's a way to, you know, a way to do it and hopefully,
yeah.
a way to do it well, I should say, and hopefully that it is interesting, like you said.
Yeah, and I think if you've really enjoyed that MGK record, if you enjoyed the Girlfriends release that also came out last year, mm-hmm. If you've kind of been enjoying things that like Little Aaron and people along those lines, Nothing Nowhere have been doing, you're going to like this record. It's going to be a good time for you.
Yeah, all right. Moving on, number four.
So number four, a similar rock and roll vibe. We've got the new album Death by Rock and Roll coming from the Pretty Reckless.
The Pretty Reckless at number four with Death by Rock and Roll. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, have I not been hearing this song everywhere for like a year?
You have. It's been a single for a long time.
Just get to Death by Rock and Roll or something yeah. like that, right?
Something like that.
So what... That's weird. Isn't it weird to release a single like a year before yeah. and then put a single, put out an album with that as the title track? Seems strange.
I 100% agree. I think what probably happened is they hadn't announced the album yet and they dropped that single and then everything in the world happened and then they decided to sit on it. And now yeah. they're like, okay, we really can't sit on this anymore.
That's probably right. Yeah. Yeah. And,
Pretty Reckless is a pretty big band.
No, they are. They're one of those bands like, well, of course, we should talk about their lead singer, Taylor. Who mm-hmm. you know is an actress and
Cindy Lou Who,
yeah, right, in a whole bunch of different things, and you know pretty famous. And it's rare that you have the actor, like the person, go from the screen to mm-hmm. to your stereo. Pardon the newfound glory pun, but you don't see that too often, just because movies and things on the screen are just way bigger.
Yeah, and just scheduling, like. The only ones sure. I can think of off the top of my head are 30 Seconds to Mars with
yep.
Jared Leto
yep.
and then Hollywood Vampires with Johnny Depp.
Right. And that's still kind of a side project.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, 30 Seconds to Mars might be the only one where Jared Leto might be more famous for that than his acting. You know,
maybe for a while. I don't think so anymore, especially with like Suicide Squad and all that stuff that yeah. he's been doing recently.
Yeah, you're probably right. I think when the band first got pretty big, maybe, because mm-hmm. he'd been in a few things, but you're right.
His yeah, career, and he was opening for like Linkin Park at that time, back when like that was huge, and like they were playing like DTE and all the amphitheaters and stuff in the summer.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'd agree with that. At some point, his music was bigger than the yeah. record. But
yeah,
this new Pretty Reckless album, I'm lukewarm excited, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I honestly, I'm already sick of that song. Like, I've heard it on the yeah. radio so much. Like, and you talk about this band being pretty big. They are, especially when it comes to satellite radio mm-hmm. and you know rock radio charts. Like, they're getting played on the radio all the time. I don't know like how big they are in terms of like what venue they would play. I don't. Mm-hmm. I've never seen them live.
I've seen them like fifth from the top at like. Music festivals like Danny right. Widmer festivals,
right?
So.
For sure, and those are radio rock festivals. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but I mean, they are a band that a lot of people care about, and we'll see what this record's about. If it's yep. been shelved, if it's been sitting around, maybe it was sitting around because it's really good, and they didn't want to just release it to nobody, mm-hmm. you know, so to speak.
And honestly, if you don't want to check out this record fully. The best song is already out. It's the most recent single they put out. It's got Tom Morello featuring on it, and honestly, oh, that sick. Saves the song.
Oh, sick. I missed that one. That's, wow. Yeah. That right there, that puts them up a spot right there for sure.
Yep.
That's sick.
Well, we'll see how the record goes. If you like the Pretty Reckless, you're probably going to like this record. I don't expect a major sound change from them. It's going to keep on rolling with their sound.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, number three.
Number three. We're getting into my joys of power metal and how I love to talk about power metal.
Wait, I gotta say, way too much power metal on the show, but I will never complain. People may complain, not me, not me, and I'm the co-host.
Give it to me. You know what? So coming out of Norway, we've got Syriana, Serenia. I'm not exactly 100% sure how to pronounce the name. I'm pretty sure it's Serenia. This is kind of a newer one for me that I've recently got in it.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
They've got their new album, Riddles, Ruins, and Revelations, which...
Riddles?
Riddles.
Okay.
I mean...
Riddles. The first word is riddles. Okay.
I think it's pretty great.
It is great.
Like, honestly, I'm really excited for this just because the two singles that I've heard have been great. They're really fun instrumentally as far as the drum work just being off the charts and taking some kind of modern approaches to the guitar work. There's mm-hmm. some really riffy segments, and at some points they almost kind of gent, which is something I don't see a lot in power metal unless you get into kind of like the heavier stuff, like maybe a Monomarth or something like that. You'll get glimpses of it, but right. seeing some kind of modern guitar stylings taken from the scene is kind of cool with this. The only complaint that I already have about this record is that it is 2021, and ending your record with a cover song has never been the move. It is not the move now, and it will never, ever be the move. Please do not do this. This is a frustrating thing for me.
Why is it frustrating for you?
I just don't know. I feel like you've got like two really important parts of a record, right? Like your first song, when you're kind of gonna bring people in, and your closing song. I mean, obviously there's other songs in the middle, and you probably want your bangers in there to keep people interested, but like your closing song is kind of like putting a button on the album, or in some cases if you're good enough, making it so that the album kind of loops and people don't even realize that they're listening to it again, so you get those Spotify plays,
right?
But like putting a cover on at the last song, it just doesn't vibe with me, because I don't know. I feel like you should be putting the button on something, not somebody else, which, I mean, you're putting your own spin on it and everything, and that's great, but it's just not for me.
Well, a lot of times with that approach, though, it's kind of like a tack on, you know? It's like, exactly. Okay, here's our record, and then let's just pretend it's over, and then there's just like, this is like a bonus track, you know?
Yeah, at that point, like, Spotify bonus track, cool, I'm fine with it, but if you're actually pressing it on the vinyl and the CD and stuff like that, I'm like,
That's fair. That's absolutely fair. Totally. That's funny. So what else can you tell us about this band other than that? Is that about it?
Yeah. This band's really fun. I can go through some like bands that are really similar, kind of like Epica, Nightwish, and what's the band's name? I'm trying to think of it. Visions of Atlantis. If you really like them, kind of like the female fronted, really heavy on the synth kind of power metal, you're really going to like this record. It's going to be a good time. I'm not going to say that I'm going to spin this all the time and it's going to be in my top 10 album of the year, but it's going to be fun to listen to once or twice and put on in the shower and sing along to.
I got to read this to the people because this is so funny. So I'm on their Spotify bio, and their sound, this is what they say, their sound. And I don't want to make fun of Europeans, but I just picture a European.
They always have way longer Spotify bios than any other country.
Oh, I'm not starting from the beginning here. I'm close to the end. Their sound have a solid bass in the powerful drums and bass supported by massive rhythm guitars, dressed with atmospheric keyboards and spiced with melancholic violins and 12-string guitars. The music is at all times melodic and groovy. The vocal styles are diverse and consist of female vocals, choirs, growls, screams, clean male vocals, whispers, and samples. The songs are very intense and dynamic. The lyrics are based on reflections on life, death, love, hate, paranoia, anxiety, and mental decline in general. There you go.
They could have summed that up with, this band makes music.
There you go. They really covered all their bases. Like, yes. Yes. But their sound have a solid bass in the powerful drums and bass. It really, really got me right.
I was expecting you to say bass more often too throughout. Like once the second time it happened, I was waiting for like the third or fourth one. I'm like, come on.
They're all about that bass. No trouble.
Ayo.
Ayo. Okay. Let's move on. Number two.
Number two, coming out of Los Angeles with their album, Earth is a Black Hole. Great album title. We've got Teenage Wrist.
It is. And Teenage Wrist is a great band. And I think very 100%. Underrated. Very underrated band.
I agree. I don't know how to describe this band. I think
it's tough, right?
It's what?
It's tough.
It's tough, yeah.
It's tough.
They fit kind of in the same vein for me of this like alternative that's kind of hard to describe, like Biffy Clyro, where could I throw it under the alternative umbrella? Yes. Is it more than that? Definitely yes. And I just really like these guys. They know how to write hooks, and it's just fun.
Yeah. Honestly, like, you look at the aesthetics of the band and their pictures and everything, and even some of the music, it's got kind of like an indie rock feel to it.
Yeah.
But it isn't, like, a lot of indie rock vocals are boring. You know, monotone, kind of low, kind of whatever. This doesn't have that. Like, this guy is fearless. The singer's fearless. He's really given it. There's a lot of really great, intense vocal performances in this band. And I'm not sure how much different this new stuff is going to be than the last record. I believe this is only their second album, right?
Maybe their third? I can't recall.
It could be. I wish that I had...
I'm pulling it up right now. I know they've been active since like 2015.
Right. Well, they have... Okay, I see. They have a whole bunch of EPs. It is their second album. Yeah, it's their second album. They have a whole bunch of EPs, which, and I missed most of them. But I do... Chrome Neon Jesus was their first album, full-length album. Mm-hmm. And yeah, even the song titles are very like indie rock 90s, one word.
100%.
They have song titles like Dweeb, Shallow, Rollerblades, Daylight, Spit. You know, it's like that. Reminds me a little bit of, they're kind of a little bit like a more aggressive 100th at this point. I would say so.
Definitely like, way less electronic ambience and stuff.
Yeah, more
like that.
Rock, more rock for
more
sure.
Like,
but
not the last 100th album, but the album before that. I think it's called Rare. That one.
Yes. No.
Way like that.
No, absolutely. Sorry, I cut you off, Mike. But no, I just think that people need to give this band a chance. No matter what you are into, I think someone could really love this.
Oh, 100%. And I'm really excited. This is a record which I've been listening to these guys for a little while, not a long time. And I know that they're good, but I've never kind of dove in. I don't know. Whatever that word is.
Jobin?
Yes. Jobin? But I've never really taken the leap forward and kind of immersed myself. So I'm really looking forward to do that with this record and see if it's something that kind of drags me back into their older catalog, which I hope it does.
I think there's a really good chance. All right. Well, we've counted down. My cat is going crazy over there.
I hear her. She's.
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
So loud. She's on the stairs crying about probably it's almost lunchtime or it is lunchtime and her food comes. So we have her on a automatic feeding machine to control her weight.
I did too with my cat.
And I think the food, what always happens is the food comes out and she doesn't eat it. She just cries about it. I don't really understand. It's like, it's there. Eat it. It's good. It's delicious.
Yeah.
But yes, before we get into the number one record of the week, we're going to do a little talk about our sponsor, Rockabilia, real quick, because they're the best, and this is an ad break, essentially. And pretty much like I have gotten so much awesome stuff from them. I've been to their warehouse in Minnesota, and it is crazy, Mike. Like, this would be your dream, dude. Like, it is. So there's a room. You walk in, there's this giant room, and it's like t-shirts on shelves to the ceiling, going back like as far as you can see. And
they have a room where you can dive off a diving board into band merch like it's the big pile of money in Scrooge McDuck.
I think they could set it up for you. Yeah.
That would be wonderful. I would like that.
Honestly. But no, it's cool. And the way it's done, like you kind of look around and you're just like, oh shit. Oh, I love that shirt. Oh my God, I love that shirt. So I was walking through like all this stuff and I'm like, wow, this like place is huge. That was like one of three rooms that they have. And I think I was in the small one, you know?
Man.
And then they have a room that's just hats and then a room that's just like other accessories and stuff. And yeah, it's super cool. And they have so much history. I think you can see it right there. Beside the logo at the top, I think they've been a thing since 1987.
I remember shopping on their website in high school.
Yeah, I remember the magazine ads. So they are still kicking it, still killing it.
I get a lot of patches from them.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. And 2020, their biggest year ever. There you go. They're bigger than ever, better than ever. And we got that promo code Shane, S-H-A-N-E. It's my name. Use it for 10% off Rockabilia because they're great. They're really good. Yeah. Rockabilia.com, that's all you need to know. Go there, get your stuff. They've got more than anybody else. There's just almost too much stuff, and it's amazing. So you're gonna find
definitely overwhelming.
There. Absolutely. All right, let's get into it. The top record of the week,
number one. All right, so number one, coming out of Florida, we got our Florida men in Abiotic with their new album Ikigai.
Abiotic.
I am.
What is it called? Ikigai?
Ikigai. I-K-I-G-A-I. They've got like a samurai on the front. I think it's like an Australian, Japanese type thing, like samurais. It looks pretty cool.
Okay.
I absolutely love the album art. This band is this like, they're kind of like Dying Fetus where they're like right on the line where they're still death metal, but they've got kind of like the influences that deathcore bands kind of took and brought to the extreme.
Right.
So I'm not going to say they're like the heaviest thing that I listen to, but they're kind of like right on the line of almost being there.
Okay.
And 100%, like, this band is just absolutely great. There's a song featuring Trevor Strand called Souvenir of Skin, I think it's called. That's just a banger, and I've had it on since like it came out. This band is super technical, and they're not falling into a lot of like death metal tropes that are going on. They're not like, oh, we're a death metal band, we can't have clean vocals ever. No, they have clean vocals with blast beats behind them, and it's beautiful, and it's the kind of energy that I need in 2021.
Cool. No, I've never heard of this band, actually, and I know they've been a band for quite a while. I see they have they're going to be their third full-length record, I believe.
Yep.
And they a long time between records. The first one was in 2012. Second one in 2015. So we're talking about the first record in 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Trevor Strand or Strad, I never knew how to say his name, from the Black Dahlia Murder, is an amazing feature. He's just always great. And
he's a
everything
beast.
The Black Dahlia Murder does is gold to me. So this is a great pick. I'm excited to dive into this. It's not every day, or I should say it's not every week, that the number one band is something I haven't heard of, although now it's 2 weeks
well
in
it's row. 2 weeks in a row.
Not every week, well, just the last 2 weeks.
But honestly, this band is great. Like, it's so weird because I feel like a lot of these heavier bands now, and I don't knock them for it because it's been really fun, but a lot of bands are laying on production to be heavier and adding a lot of orchestral and a lot of electronic and a lot of like choruses and stuff like that. And this band is able to bring the energy and feel that heavy without doing a lot of that. Mm. It's just, they rely on super heavy drumming and super technical heavy guitar with fun riffs. And it's heavy, and I'm here for it.
I sometimes feel like less is more sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, when you start to pile on layer and layer of stuff, especially when it's electronics or synth and stuff, sometimes it can
becomes
make it
harder
smaller.
And harder to get right.
100%. 100%. Well, there you go. Anything else about this this band, this album, before we move on?
No. Since we haven't talked about them, since you haven't heard of them, if you're a fan of bands like Boris the Blade, Fallujah, or something like a Virgin's Crown, maybe, you're really going to like this band.
All right. Awesome. Okay. And I'm sure. Well, let's round out the top five first. So at number five,
We've got the new album "Internet Killed the Rockstar" by Modsun.
There it is, and yes, for fans of Machine Gun Kelly, and that's it. Number four,
we've got the new album "Death by Rock and Roll" by The Pretty Reckless.
Yes, you're already sick of the title track. Here's the rest of the record. Number three,
we've got "Riddles, Ruins, and Revelations" by Serenia.
There we go. Yes, all about that bass. And number two.
Number two, my document is lagging. We've got "Earth is a Black Hole" by Teenage Wrist.
Yes, and this, to me, this is the most exciting probably of the top five. I think that this band could be, I think they got something special.
It was between this in Abiotic for me, and they were kind of switching back and forth, and I listened to the singles back together, or like front to back between the two bands, and I was like, I gotta give it to Abiotic.
You were like, I just love metal.
I do.
And the number one album of the week, yes, is Abiotic, and the album is called, I forget,
Ikigai. Yeah, I think that's how you say that.
Ikigai.
Yeah,
I'm an Ikigai. You know, I'm a bit Iki.
I'm an Ikigai. Oh, we are probably being really offensive right now, and I'm sorry.
I don't know. Are we? I don't know. Anyway, Ikigai by Abiotic, number one album of the week. All right, let's get into some honorable mentions, singles, whatever it is you think we need to know about now, Mike.
Yeah, so we had a lot of albums this week, so I couldn't really talk about any EPs. I typically try and go for full albums rather than EPs if I can. But there's a new EP from a band called Glass Tides coming out. There's been a lot of glass-based bands
lately. A
lot of glass bands. But this band is pretty popular right now. They're really kind of exploding, I think. But they've had a couple singles off this. And I think they had a record out last year, too. And they're following it up with an EP this year. I'm really excited for this. I think this is going to be a jam. It's kind of in that post-hardcore, metalcore, alternative grouping. Where I don't really know what to call it. But they kind of fit all of those. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So I am really excited about that. Like, I'm trying to get some more hints and like talk about them, but I look at their bio and it just says Glass Tides, emo, passion. Like, okay, thanks, guys.
Passion. Well,
but it'll be a fun EP.
It's definitely going the other way from the Sirenia of bio. So
exactly.
There we go.
Some other things, just a quick couple singles that are coming out. We've already gotten on Sunday a single from While She Sleeps.
Oh, yes.
It was probably one of my favorite While She Sleeps songs in a long time, maybe since Silence Speaks featuring Holly Sykes. That was a long time ago.
Yep.
So I highly recommend checking out that single. Great time. There is a new single from Architects, The Boys, their album coming out at the end of the month.
Is this number four now?
This is number four.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the last one before we get the album at the end of the month, but who knows? We'll see. I'm really excited for this album. It's been four bangers for me so far. So.
I'm sure it'll be a number one on our of the week whenever we get to it.
I expect it to be.
What's the release date? You said later. Is it in March or February?
It's the last week in February, so I think it's the 26th is that day. Yeah, the 26th.
Yeah, it's real soon. Yeah, we'll have a lot of talk about that. I mean, maybe not as much as the Bring You record, but probably pretty close.
It's going to be great.
All right, yes.
Some other singles that we've got going on. There's going to be a new Trash Boat single on Friday. Very excited to hear stuff from those guys, always.
Yep. Always killing.
Lots of fun. We've got a new single from Convictions coming out. Love the dudes in Convictions. They're a fun, smaller band that I think has the capabilities to blow up here real soon, especially with the kind of fire that they've been dropping, so look out for that. I don't think there's an album announced or anything associated with it yet, but that'll be a great single. There was an Of Mice and Men single that dropped yesterday.
Oh, was there?
I can't remember.
So they must have a record coming out. This is the second one in a short time.
Yeah, it's the second off of a 3-song EP. I think that's dropping the first week of March or the last week of February. I can't remember.
So they released 2 singles off a 3-song EP.
Yeah, kind of weird, but...
Isn't that exactly the same as releasing 3 singles? Like, essentially,
exactly.
Once you release 2, then the EP, you're releasing the 3rd one. Like, might as well be releasing it on its own.
Yeah,
I don't know. What do I know?
Who knows?
Okay.
I don't control the news. I just talk about it.
That's right.
And then the last one I've got, one of my favorite kind of European electronic core bands, very similar to E. Coleboy and bands like that. One Morning Left is putting out a new song. Their record is coming up. I forget when that's coming out, but they are very much in the kind of electronic disco metalcore vein. And if you like Hypa, you'll like One Morning Left. Guarantee it.
Okay. Sweet.
Oh, and I had something from last week, too. I forgot to talk about this at the start of the show.
No problem, no problem. It's still new. It's still new, and it's still good. I mean, I hate that, like, once a release is, like, a month old, it's whatever, moved on. And I know, obviously, like, what we do on the show and you being so immersed in it, Mike, like, maybe in a way things do get lost in the shuffle.
I miss things once in a while.
For sure, but that doesn't mean they aren't still worthy. So, yeah, lay it on us.
And this is a newer band that I haven't really been listening to a lot lately, but I've started taking the dive through the back catalog just because of how much of a banger this song is. But it's a band called Galleons, Galleons. They're kind of split between Russia and Australia, they say.
Okay.
And this new song, Better the Devil You Know, is just absolutely incredible and everything I want from like vibecore, metalcore in 2021. It's super catchy. It's got really fun guitar work. Absolutely awesome. And it's got a feature from Phil Beyer, who is the previous vocalist of Time the Valuator, which is another one of my favorite bands. Absolutely awesome. Go check that out. I missed it last week. It's been all that I've been playing this since Friday.
Okay,
it's
right
absolutely
on.
Incredible.
Right on. Galleons from Russia and Australia. Well, they really should be called 3.8 liters, shouldn't they?
Maybe. I don't get that reference.
Well, a gallon is 3.8 liters, so... Oh, God.
Well, it's not gallons, it's galleons, like the ship, I think.
I know, but it's okay. Close enough. I suck. I apologize. And the first thing I see is the person laughing at my comment is called Dad Reflection, which makes a lot of sense. It's the ultimate dad joke.
Oh, perfect.
Followed by an oof. Yeah, I know. Okay. Let's keep going. If you got anything
else?
That's
all I've got.
Okay, there you go.
I'm done.
Sweet. Well, a great list again this week. The top five records, some good honorable mentions. And last week was a really good week for music, too, with Hayley Williams and the Loathe ambient record and Glass Crown. Did you check out the Foo Fighters album by any chance?
Or I didn't get time to listen to it yet.
I threw it on and instantly got bored and left the room.
That was exactly why I didn't turn it on.
I literally was sitting here in space and I put it on and I was like, okay, yeah, I'll put this on and like, you know, just do like a little bit of work while I'm listening to it. Mm-hmm. And right away as I put it on, I got probably to like what I thought was maybe the chorus, although it sounded more like a pre-chorus of the first song. I was like, I don't know. Do I have to pee? I don't know. Maybe I'm hungry. I got to go. And I just like left it playing and I went upstairs and I forgot I was going to listen to it. And then I came back and it was over. and it was like, oh, I think they had, it was like Everlong was on or something. Like it had reverted to the other
Foo
Fighters songs.
Once you're done and it goes to the radio.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, well, I got through literally 30 seconds of this album. so I can't really comment on it except... I think from the singles and everything and the beginning of the record and how it started, I feel like this is just going to be another kind of phoned in radio rock record, unfortunately, and not really have a lot of, not really bring much to the table in terms of like substance, which I hate to say because I love Dave Grohl and I love their old music, but like, I don't know.
Eventually it will be warm again and I will pop out the grill and I will give it the dad test and see if it like... vibes while you're grilling or something like that.
Is that
maybe
what you do?
That's what you
so
need.
Once you get an apron and a spatula in your hand, then that's the test.
Oh yeah, Foo there. Fighters hit different.
that's too good. Oh my god. Well Mike, we did it.
Something like that.
We did it. That was the episode. And again, follow Mike at Slappy Slam on Instagram for the full list every week.
Full list.
You can slide into his DMs if you want. He loves that. And also slide into his DMs or email me, leadsingersyndrome@gmail.com, if you've got ideas for a new name for our show.
Or if you just want to yell at us. We like hate mail, too.
Sure, hate mail's good.
Don't DM me the hate mail, though. Just send it to the Lead Singer Syndrome.
Okay, email. Thanks, Mike. Thanks. yes, but no, it's all, honestly, if you got any advice or anything about it at all, hit us up. We love it. And we're here every Tuesday on Twitch, 3 p.m. Eastern. That time may change. We might go a little later. But for right now, it's 3 p.m. Eastern time.
Yep.
And it's nice. Oh, not Tuesday. Wednesday. I'm sorry. Wednesday.
Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Middle
Wednesday,
of the week.
That's what we do. Sweet.
Wednesday. Doesn't have a good ring to it.
No. What the fuck is with the spelling of Wednesday anyway? Who the fuck
dude,
spelled
I don't
this
know.
Word?
That's like the whole fridge and refrigerator thing. Like, where's the D go? Like,
yeah, that is very true. Makes no sense.
It really doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right. Well, that's the show.
Monte Carlos and El Dorado. So I'm waking up out of my slumber feeling like Rollo. So follow.